In Deuteronomy chapter 1, we have the retelling of the spies who were sent to scout out the land of Canaan, the promised land, and how the spies came back, and all of them, except for two of them, had said that the land is full of giants. It has a walls as high as heaven, that it was undefeatable, not able to be conquered, except for Joshua and Caleb. And so, because of the failure of the children of Israel to trust God to fight on their behalf, God determined at that point that he would not allow the children of Israel that were the ones that were doubting at that point to enter into the promised land. They would die in the wilderness. They will be in the wilderness for 40 years, and they will not be able to enter in. And Moses himself will not be able to enter in because of his faith failure when he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. So that was kept him from going into the land of Canaan. God says now that only the ones who are going to go in are their children, because the children were not involved in this faith failure. So, and then the people come back and say, "Oh, we repent, we sinned, we can go forward, we can go fight." And God said, "No, if you go now, I will not go with you, and you will be destroyed." The people went ahead and went and fought, and they were conquered. I'm wondering how many opportunities we miss that result in a faith failure, something that is unrecoverable, like in this instance with the children of Israel. It's just something to think about. It's not that God doesn't forgive, but sometimes we miss the blessing because of our failure of faith.